today on Real Radio.
Why do you think God would do that, church? Let's interact. Why would God start with drought, which brings about famine, which brings about other social ills because people begin to steal, people begin to pillage, people begin to pay. Why would God allow that? To get your attention.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack, in a message called So How's It Going? Part 1, continues now in a series called The God of Our Salvation, the Book of Isaiah. The Old Testament book of Isaiah records the powerful ministry of the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah's calling as a prophet was primarily to the nation of Judah and the city of Jerusalem. Isaiah urged the people to repent from their sins and return to God. He also foretold the coming of the Messiah, Jesus Christ, and also what will happen in the last days. In Government God's Way, Parts 1 and 2 from Isaiah chapter 2, we learned that when Jesus Christ physically returns in the second coming, He will establish His form of government and His form of justice. We also saw how the Jewish people are the most hated and most persecuted group of people on earth. But God, in all of His compassion towards Israel, will not forget her and has chosen Jerusalem as where He will establish His throne when He returns. And now in Isaiah chapter 3, we'll see how even though the Jewish nation at the time is divided and they're surrounded by their enemies, they go on as business as usual. Today, Pastor Jack tells us that the people have forgotten God in all their prosperity, and now danger is coming. When we forget God, things begin to evaporate. Money reserves, goods and services begin to disappear. Nations are never too big to fail. And when we rebel against God, He's under no obligation to continue His blessings. And many times, He will withhold His blessings to get our attention. And now in his lesson called, So How's It Going? Part 1, here's pastor and Bible teacher, Jack Hibbs.
Church, let's grab our Bibles tonight and turn, if you would, to the book of Isaiah chapter 3 this evening. Book of Isaiah chapter 3, and I know we're going slower than we promised, but I keep wanting to believe that there'll be chapters that will cover multiple chapters on a Wednesday night, and I will feel accomplished by doing that. But as it is, we're going maybe according to the Lord's time. Through this study together. If you're taking notes tonight, jot down the title of the message for chapter 3. It's this. The title is, So How's It Going? So how's it going is the title. It's a question. So how's it going? You can hear that in your mind. In chapter 3 of Isaiah's God's revisiting to the nation and their departure. Last time together, we looked at chapter 2 and we saw things concerning the tribulation period that Isaiah prophesied and the great millennial reign of Jesus Christ. Chapter 2 is awesome. But chapter 3, the prophet now has been commissioned by God to get back to the issue at hand, and that is that the nation that you guys well know now, Israel, is divided into two nations. There's been a civil war and they're split at this time. And the kingdom of Israel's to the north, the 10 tribes to the north, and the kingdom of the south is Judah. And Isaiah the prophet is ministering primarily to Judah, but his message is making its way, of course, to the entire nation. Israel at this time is surrounded by its enemies. But the people, you would never know that, the people were living life like normal. They had come to the place that they thought their world would never change. Everything was awesome. They were affluent. Things were peaceful. Things were quiet. Everybody was doing very well. And King Uzziah had just died. We know that from the opening introduction of the book, which is actually chapter 6, is the opening chapter of the book. But the people had loved him because he brought prosperity to them. They were doing great, but they had forgotten God. And so now we get back. Remember, church, if you were not here at the introduction, Isaiah, his very name means Yahweh is salvation. Yahweh. And you need to remember that. When you see capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D in your Bible, that's Yahweh. That's his name, Yah, Y-A-H, or Yahweh. The name of God, that's his name. Our God's name is Yah. Isn't that cool? That's a neat name. And Yah is the root to salvation. Yahweh, Yehovah, Isaiah's name, God is salvation. That's the kind of God that you have. That's the God that you serve. And by the way, during this time, listen, you can see people. They're sipping tea. They're kind of like on the Titanic as a nation. The music's playing, they're sipping their tea, and they're having falafel and shawarma and pita, and they're having a great time. And warriors like Nebuchadnezzar, or warriors like Tiglath-Pileser, is en route, and he's coming. The commander of the Assyrian forces and of the Assyrian nation, and they're gonna come, they're gonna attack God's people. You see, why would God allow such a thing like that? Because they had forgotten God. Did God want that to happen? No, he warned them, don't ever get away from me, because when you get away from me and adopt other gods, then I can't be in that kind of worship, and so you'll be on your own. So don't leave me, or else you'll open yourself up to danger. But they blew him off, and so now danger's coming. And they were a brutal, brutal group of people. So, how's it going? We look in verses 1 to 15. How's it going when God withholds his blessings? How does that suit you? He would say. And things, listen, we learn in verses 1 to 3 that things begin to evaporate away when we forget God. He says, for behold, the Lord of hosts, takes away from Jerusalem and from Judah the stock, mark this everybody, the stock and the store. The supply of the nation, the whole supply of bread. God says, listen, the stock, the store, the bread, the water supply, it's all going away. The mighty man and the man of war, the judge and the prophet, the diviner and the elder, the captain of 50 and the captain or the rulers of honorable men, the counselor and the skillful artisan and the expert enchanter, it's all going away. Everything, they would look around, church, here's the deal. They would look around and somebody would ask them, so how's it going? And their answer would be fine. It would be really, it'd be good. Listen, kind of like now, the stock market, look at the stock market in the U.S. I hope you, by the way, I hope you're not falling for that. I mean, I'm not a financial advisor, but I've got a direct line. This is secret, okay? You want some inside information? I have a direct line to the Lord. It's called prayer. Be wise and be careful. People are touting and, oh my goodness, the market, woo, look at what it's like and everything. Wow, the happy days are almost here again. Watch out. And listen, the kingdom was like that. And God is telling them in advance, hey, hello, everything, the stock, your reserves, when you go down to the market to get your fish or your bread or your water or whatever, it's going to go away. And they thought that was impossible. Look, let's be honest, just like you and I feel like it's impossible. You know, listen, that feeling gave birth to a saying that you'd never heard before until recently. When everything began to crumble, the government rushed into certain corporations, remember? And you and I bought those companies. How you doing? So how's it going? You're not any wealthier. In fact, you're broke-er. But the government rushed in to bail out companies that were too big to. And that thinking came from a politic of governance that believes America is too big to fail. There are people today leading our nation. There are people living in our country that think America's too big to fail. America's bigger than God. We're the strongest. We're the wealthiest. We're the mightiest. That's exactly how they were back then. America is not too big to fail. And oh, by the way, most nations fail between their 200th and 300th year birthdays. By far, most nations. Things begin to evaporate away, and God is warning them because of their rebellion against God and their sin against God. They did not obey God in their daily living of life, even though he had made them great and precious promises, but they had sinned against God. And listen, the church, to us and to America and to Israel, God's under no obligation to continue the blessings. We have an epidemic in America with rebellious children, unthankful, ungodly, but they demand their parents take care of them. They won't listen to a word their parents say, but they want their parents to pay the bill. And nations can be like that. We want all the blessings, but we don't want to consider the blessor. And it's interesting because this is a spiritual law that is actually unbreakable with God. And that is, listen, church, obedience brings blessings, period. Did you all hear me? Did you all hear me? Obedience brings blessings. Disobedience brings cursings. That's a law of God. It's interesting because famine and drought, historically with Israel, famine, or I should say drought, produces famine. And it's usually always the first warning that God gave Israel was drought, famine, and he turns up the difficulty. Why do you think God would do that, church? Let's interact. Why would God start with drought, which brings about famine, which brings about other social ills because people begin to steal, people begin to pillage, people begin to pay? Why would God allow that? To get your attention. To get your attention, right? When we don't cry out to God in the midst of a troubling moment, it means maybe we're leaning upon our own resources still. I mean, look, you and I live in Southern California. Today was a perfect day. Buffalo got 4.5 feet of snow today. What'd you do today? If you worked today, you probably hoped you were outside. If you didn't work today, you probably went to the beach. We love the sunshine here. But honestly, we don't really care if it rains here as long as it rains in Northern California so we can steal all their water. And thank God it is raining in Northern California as I speak. But the funny thing is, what if God were to shut things off drought-wise? What comes after that? Famine begins to come. He does that to get our attention, or he allows that. He doesn't say necessarily, I'm sending drought and I'm sending famine. He pulls back his blessings. And when the blessings are pulled back, ugliness fills the void. He says that he's the Lord of hosts who takes away. Everything that they had sought after, note this, everything that the nation had obtained through the worship, listen, of God, they forgot and they traded their Lord, God of the Bible, for foreign gods. And so the Lord removed his blessing. Listen, Matthew chapter 6, verse 24, regarding things evaporating away and how we need to be very careful regarding God withholding blessings. Listen to this. Jesus said in Matthew 6, 24, no one can serve two masters. I find this always very interesting. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. See, mammon, what's mammon? Mammon was a Chaldean god for wealth and prosperity. By the way, mammon, the god, isn't it interesting? The statue of mammon, he's found in almost every culture of the world in archaeological discoveries. Mammon, Chaldean god. And he was the god of prosperity and wealth. And isn't it interesting? Jesus said, you can't serve both. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that true? And listen, it's amazing because both those things were prone to set up an altar in our heart, and one is right and one is wrong, but you can't be divided. You can't love God and love money at the same time. It's impossible. Listen, mammon won't allow it and God won't allow it. And it's interesting because we have a tendency, as they did, The kingdom was prospering. Wow. We forget God. Listen, I don't know if you guys realize this, and this is good news if we handled it right. But a couple of months ago, it was said that this could happen, and a few weeks ago, this did happen. Maybe you read about it. But the United States, a couple of weeks ago, became the largest oil-producing nation on the face of the earth. The United States is even now pulling out and away from other nations like Saudi Arabia and Russia in oil production. Did you know that? We're number one. You're going to see your gas prices, by the way, drop. Saudi Arabia is panicking right now. They just discounted selling oil to us. They just dropped the price big time so we would buy oil from them still because they need our money. They're panicking because they want to keep your business because the United States has reached a point where our Federal Reserves are plump, on top of the fact we are now producing more than any other nation on earth. Did you know that the United States is the number one producer of natural gas in the world? You say, what does this have to do with anything? Isn't it amazing how God continues to bless this nation in his mercy? Yeah, thank you, Lord. But how do we handle those blessings? We need to be wise with them. And that presupposes if we have wise leaders, you know. Well, that presupposes you select wise leaders. It's all your fault. You got to pick them. But it's pretty amazing. Proverbs 23, verse 5 says, cast but a glance at riches and they are gone. For they will surely sprout wings and fly off to the sky like an eagle. What a verse. Is that interesting? God has commanded us as Christians to be good stewards over whatever you have jurisdiction over. Do you have 10 bucks in your pocket? God says, use it to honor me. And you need to know what that means. It means you're supposed to feed your family. It means you're supposed to take care of others. It means you're supposed to honor God. It doesn't matter if it's a dollar or $100 million. God commands you and I to be faithful and to realize that whatever we have is his. But this is what you and I are to be doing now. And this is what the nation of Israel in chapter 3 did not do. Mark these verses down. They're very, very profitable for us, even in our day, right now. God's word's eternal. Isaiah 55, verse 6 tells us, seek the Lord, that's Yah, while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way. Listen, don't raise your hand, but are you wicked? Forsake your way, he says to you. Isn't that kind? And the unrighteous man, his thoughts, let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Wow. Next verse, Deuteronomy 4, 27. And the Lord will scatter you among the peoples, he said to Israel, and you will be left few in number among the nations where the Lord will drive you, and there you will serve gods and the work of men's hands, wood and stone, which neither see nor hear, nor eat nor smell. But from there, listen to this, verse 29 is awesome. But from there you will seek the Lord your God. And you will find him if you seek him with all of your heart and with all of your soul. When you are in distress and all these things come upon you in the latter days, when you turn to the Lord, your God, and obey his voice. God blesses obedience. Young people tonight, God blesses obedience. You want to be blessed in life? Obey God. You want to have an amazing life? Obey God. There's no other way to live. The alternative is to suffer at your own creation. Don't do that. Obey God. And when you obey God, no matter what happens in the world, it's well with your soul. It's good because you know you're in the right place. There's nothing like being in the will of God. Peace, joy, happiness, confidence, joy. Because you know, no matter what happens. What happened if we have a 10.45 earthquake hit right now? Things would fall down. Things would fall down. Would it be a disaster? It'd be a disaster. Would people die? People would die. Well, what do we do? Well, you can't stop it, but you can prepare for it. And I'm not talking about strapping down your water heater. I'm talking about you having your heart right with God. So what if those 50,000 pound air conditioners fell right through the ceiling onto my head? You better know the Lord. Prepare. Be prepared. So how's it going? Listen, look at verse 4. In verses 4 through 9, we see when integrity becomes a rare thing. So I want you to think about this for a moment. We're talking about a nation and its history of nearly 3,000 years ago. And we're talking about God saying to them, I'm going to withhold my blessings if you don't straighten up. The things around you are going to evaporate. And it's going to be tough to find anybody with integrity. Did you start to see a pattern here? Are you feeling it? He says in verse 4, I will give children. Now, this sounds kind of cute on the surface, but don't be fooled. I will give children to be their princes, and babes shall rule over them. The people will be oppressed, everyone by another, and everyone by his neighbor. The child will be insolent toward the elders, and the base toward the honorable. When a man takes hold of his brother in the house of his father, saying, you have clothing, you be our ruler, and let these ruins be on your power, or be under your power or control. Verse 7, in that day, he will protest, saying, I cannot cure your ills, for in my house is neither food nor clothing. Do not make me a ruler of the people. Verse 8, for Jerusalem stumbled and Judah is fallen. Why? How come? Because their tongue and their doings are against the Lord. Do you know anybody that's speaking and doing and planning against the Lord or against the Lord's people? I know a bunch. God says, I'm watching this.
Pastor and Bible teacher, Jack Hibbs, here on Real Radio, in a message called, So How's It Going? Part 1. Thanks for listening. Proverbs 23 tells us that riches will fly off to the sky like an eagle, while Isaiah urges us to seek the Lord while he may be found. So How's It Going? Part 1 is part of Pastor Jack's new series called, The God of Our Salvation, the Book of Isaiah, a series that brings to light the ministry of the Old Testament prophet Isaiah and the foretelling of the coming of the Messiah, our Savior, Jesus Christ. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Radio. One way to get lots of good instruction and have quality Christian resources at your fingertips is to download the Real Life with Jack Hibbs app for your smartphone or tablet. All of our Real Life media presentations are there, along with devotions from Pastor Jack, how to know God as your personal Savior, and how that applies to your life. All that, and you'll get immediate access to Pastor Jack's Facebook channel. And when you tap on what's called the Tools and Resources tab, you can get what we like to call Real Life Basics. Some of our video titles include What is a Christian? How to Grow in Christ? What if I Sin? There are also videos on how I can share what Christ has done for me, the Holy Spirit, our Helper, the Bible, how can I understand it, and a lot more. We trust that the resources this app makes available will be incredibly valuable and a part of your Christian walk. You've heard us say many times on our Real Radio program that it's our hope that through Jesus Christ, you will know real life. We really believe that. We're not just saying it. The Real Life mobile app is available on the App Store, Android Market, and on Windows Phone Store. We've also made it available for a download at our website, reallifewithjackhibbs.org. That's reallifewithjackhibbs.org. This program is made possible by the generous contributions of our listeners. If you'd like to donate, you can do so at Real Life with Jack Hibbs on the app, or just go to our website, reallifewithjackhibbs.org. That's reallifewithjackhibbs.org. And if you need to get a hold of us for any reason, you can call us at 877-RR-RADIO. That's 877-777-2346. Or you can write to us at P.O. Box 1273, Chino Hills, California, 91709. And don't forget, we have other ways to connect with us, such as Facebook, Instagram, and the Real Life with Jack Hibbs app. Or you can visit our website at reallifewithjackhibbs.org and click right there on our contact tab. It's real easy, and we'd be happy to get back to you. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio, made possible by the generous contributions of our listeners. Visit us at reallifewithjackhibbs.org, reallifewithjackhibbs.org. I'm David J. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio.